UFO news dated the 22nd of November 2022. The first exoplanets were discovered in the 1990s. It is said we now have 8,924 candidates from NASA. It is said 5,173 exoplanets have been confirmed using two different methods of detection. On top of all this, 3,869 planetary systems have been found. While this is only a drop in the universal bucket, it certainly is enough for detection of life. When we talk about exoplanets, they could also have moons. Our solar system has hundreds of moons, and some moons could have life, even those here. I think this puts into context many of the UFO sightings. As I have said in the past, even if one planet in only 10,000 has advanced life, there could still be hundreds of millions of planets with life in the universe and maybe even more. There is an estimate of up to 400 billion planets are in the Milky Way galaxy. That could mean there are about 40 million planets with life. Let's make it even less and say only 1 in 100,000 have life. There would still be 4 million planets right here in our home galaxy with life on them. A pilot talked about his encounter with a UFO, or as they are known by the government as UAPs. The encounter lasted 35 minutes. He was traveling from St. Thomas to Washington, D.C. He noticed a light ahead of his plane. It was pulsing. It stayed at the same distance from his plane for the entire sighting. The airline pilot said he could see it was not a plane. He said he was a former military pilot and was familiar with military aircraft and said this was not one, or a flare. Some of our latest tech has been responsible for UFO sightings. Take the sighting, for example, which was picked up by a doorbell camera. As a UFO flew over Raytown, Missouri, the camera picked up the motion and took photos of it. It seemed to be rather low in the sky, allowing the camera to get a good picture of it. There was also a witness to the UFO. I guess we can expect more of these types of photos and even videos as more motion cameras are installed throughout the world. There was a very different kind of alien abduction case in 1969. It took place in Massachusetts. It was very unusual in that it not only was it a mass abduction, but it was different than most other abductions. In most cases, people wake back up where they were abducted from. This time that was not the case. People were finding themselves in different places. This had the effect of fortifying the fact they had been abducted and were not dreaming. This has been reported before, but was not known by the majority of people. It was also highlighted on Unsolved Mysteries. In 1965, a Pennsylvania boy saw a UFO over his home. Humanoids could be seen in an open doorway. He waved to them and they asked him if he wanted to come aboard. They had sent a telepathic message to him. He couldn't wait and was taken on board. Supposedly, the aliens allowed him to stay on board for over 3 hours. Would anyone else have asked for a ride on a UFO containing extraterrestrials? Probably not too many, with all the stories out there of horrible examinations and such. If we think of ourselves as a developing technological society and think there might be extraterrestrials much more developed than us, looking where we are in artificial intelligence and robotics, I think we would have to admit there could be alien robots so much more advanced we would not be able to tell if they were extraterrestrials or machines. I mention this because some of the races of grey aliens are said to be much more robotic than a living species. We are advancing so fast in this field we could create machine creatures that other extraterrestrials might think was life someday. Having said this, maybe some of those extraterrestrials we think we have seen are really machines. A man in Ireland had the same thing happen to him that happened to me. I have mentioned the fact in the past I heard what sounded like a helicopter but could see nothing, even though the sound was right over my head while I was sitting in the backyard. I then got my binoculars, which had red-coated lenses, and using them I could see a helicopter overhead with something flat hanging under it with chains before it flew away. When I removed the binoculars, it became invisible again. This man heard a low-flying helicopter and flew overhead as he was outside, but was invisible. The difference was this happened to him at night, while it happened to me in the daytime. He said even though it was night there was a full moon, so it should have been easy to see the object. When we trace back some of the earlier UFO sightings, we come across the fact the lights over Germany that followed the planes, which were named Foo Fighters, could have been UFOs. However, they were not the only sign of UFOs. Those orange lights many are seeing today were also seen in World War II. They were not picked up by radar in those days. They had appeared near the Rhine River, and the pilots who saw them reported the sighting. This indicates the orange UFOs have been around longer than most of us suspected. A UFO appeared in the sky in Texas in 1973. This may not seem as unusual as what happened next. It was flying over a high building with a radio tower on top. As the witnesses watched the UFO get nearer to the tower, some had their radios tuned into a certain station and they could hear static getting louder as the UFO got closer to the tower. Eventually, the UFO disappeared into the sky. A sighting over Missouri is said to have produced a video which shows a group of five UFOs which in 2017 appeared in the sky. The objects were moving in a strange manner. There seemed to be quite a few witnesses to the event. A different sighting in the same state had multiple witnesses. The object was cube-shaped and many people had taken photos of the object. It seems UFOs come in all different shapes, and the shape doesn't matter much for the ability of the craft to fly or travel through space. One object which was reported on a television show which had the video, looked like a rubber duck shape.